An important Gemara Meseches Ksubas Daf Kuf Yud LaOlam Yader Adam BeEretz Yisrael. And to some, this might be a shocking Gemara. The Gemara tells us that you should always try to live in Eretz Yisrael. Afilu Beir Sheruba Ovdei Kolchavim. Even if that city is inhabited by those who are not even Jews. Va'al Yader Bechutz LaAretz Va'afilu Beir Sheruba Yisrael. If you have an option to live in Eretz Yisrael with a city that is mostly inhabited by non-Jews who are not Ovdei Hashem, or you can live in Chutz La'aretz surrounded by a community where everybody is like you, says the Gemara, you should make the choice to go to Eretz Yisrael. Shekol hadar be'Eretz Yisrael. Here is the surprising comment. Whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael, dome kimi sheyesh lo Elo'ah. It is as if you have a God. V'chol hadar be'Chutz La'aretz, if you choose to live in Chutz La'aretz, dome kimi she'ein lo Elo'ah. Says the Gemara, it's considered as if you do not believe in God. Now that is a very striking and surprising comment of the Gemara. But the truth is that this Gemara is quoted pretty much verbatim in the Rambam. And the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perakei, Halacha Yud Beis writes the following, La'olam yadar adam be'eretz Yisrael, afilu be'ir sherubo nachrim, val yadar b'chutz la'aretz afilu be'ir sherubo Yisrael. So far it's exactly what the Gemara says. Shekal hayotze l'chutz la'aretz, and here the Rambam just veers off a drop from the lashon of the Gemara. I'm sure there's something to it, but the Rambam says anyone who lives in chutz la'aretz is ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. It is as if you are serving avodah zarah by choosing to live in chutz la'aretz as opposed to making the choice to live in Eretz Yisrael. Now, 100 years ago, when Eretz Yisrael was basically not an option, so that's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about a person who has the option to live in Eretz Yisrael or to choose to live in Chutz La'aretz, and you make the choice to stay behind in Chutz La'aretz and not go. There, says the Rambam, that is something that is a major, major mistake. And what you see from this Gemara and this Rambam is that obviously Eretz Yisrael is an extremely fundamental part of what the Jewish religion is all about. It is not just some sort of ancillary ingredient, it's just another one of the mitzvahs HaTorah. It is obviously something that is such a critical component, it is of such paramount importance to everything that the Jewish religion is all about. In fact, Rav Kook has an amazing comment, and Rav Kook was one of the ones who really tried to galvanize many to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he says that he believes, if you want to boil down why it is, from all the reasons in the world that you can come up with, why the Jewish people are still in Galus, says Rav Kook, he believes it's because Ma She'ein Modiim Es Eretz Yisrael Es Erka V'Chachmasa. It's because we don't fully appreciate the place that Eretz Yisrael needs to have in the context of the entire religion. So we think it's a mitzvah like every other. Everybody agrees that Eretz Yisrael is a nice thing to do, but we don't really understand, says Rav Kook, that this is so much more of a fundamental mitzvah than many of the other mitzvahs. It is such an important aspect of Yiddishkeit. And therefore, says Rav Kook, he thinks this is where all the problem comes from. After all, he says, our problem started with the Chet HaMeraglim. And the root of their issue was a lack of appreciation and understanding what Eretz Yisrael was supposed to be to the Jewish community. Says Rav Kook, we're still suffering from that same mistake. We still have a lack of appreciation, and we still have a lack of understanding as to how critical Eretz Yisrael is. Now, as much as that is true, and as much as that's the case, that Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara, if you don't choose to live there, it's Kimi She'ein Lo Elo'ah. And as long as it's true that the Rambam says it's Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah, although that is the case, the question is, how do other factors or other considerations, other circumstances in our lives, weigh into this decision? How do they weigh into the discussion about moving to Eretz Yisrael? So let's say we all agree moving to Eretz Yisrael is extremely important, and it's something that we should all strive for. But what about the other factors in my life? Do they even play a role, or perhaps not? So this was an age-old discussion that has been talked about over the last few hundred years. In the 1600s, the end of the 1600s, there was a great tzaddik who was one of the leaders of the generation who fought against Shabtai Tzvi. And the Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Sefer Me'il Tzedakah. Me'il Tzedakah is the Sefer that was written in the end of the 1600s, and he quotes in the Pischei Tshuva the following. Amnam, Kein Tzarech B'Tchila Tanai Echad. I agree that Eretz Yisrael is extremely important, and I understand that this is a critical factor to being a good Jew. I understand that. But says the Pischei Tshuva on the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch, Amnam Kein Tzarech B'Tchila Tanai Echad. You need one provision, one condition, before you can consider making that decision to going to Eretz Yisrael. And what is that? You need to make sure before you go to Eretz Yisrael that you have an idea of where your employment is going to come from, of where your livelihood will come from, what career are you going to go into? Do you really have an opportunity to get a job in Eretz Yisrael that is able to sustain your family? And says the Pischei Tshuva, Kol she'ein lo sham parnasa muchenes, if you just pick up irresponsibly and move to Eretz Yisrael without any idea of how you're going to support yourself, ma'avira al daito v'al das kono chas v'shalom, says the Pischei Tshuva. It's really a quotation from a Gemara Maseches Erevin, that if somebody doesn't have a parnasa, if somebody doesn't have a job, it leads to all kinds of terrible things. It leads to a lack of shalom bayis, it leads to a lack of self-confidence, it leads to a lack of being able to take care of your family, and therefore you're going to resort to stealing money from other people, doing all kinds of illegal things that you shouldn't be doing. Says the Gemara, you gotta have a job. And therefore writes the Pischei Tshuva that applies not just in life, that we should all be busy and try to have a job to make sure that we are not going to do things wrong, but says the Pischei Tshuva that applies to this discussion as well. Although we all agree that moving to Eretz Yisrael is extremely important, and everybody agrees that it's from the more important mitzvahs in the Torah, and somebody who chooses not to is Kemisha Ein Lo Eloah, but still writes the Pischei Tshuva, that is all predicated on the fact that you've already figured out how you're going to make a parnasa. But if you have not figured that out, it's not a good idea. About 100 years later, the great Chayi Adam picks up on the discussion and he agrees. Mishe'en yado maseges lefarnes hasatzmo be'eretz Yisrael. Somebody who says, I'm a Zionist, I want to move to Eretz Yisrael, doesn't matter if I have a job or not, I'm going to go anyway. And you move without having a plan of how to be mefarnes your family. However, b'chutz laretz, when I lived here, look, plenty of people are unemployed in America as well. It's not a guarantee in either place. However, writes the Chayi Adam, I had a job here and I was able to take care of my family. And now I go to Eretz Yisrael and I make the leap and I don't know what's going to be there. It's not that I have something lined up. He says, Ein Safik Shemutav Lo Lader B'chutz Laretz. That's the Lashon of the Chayi Adam. Ein Safik, I have no doubt that as important as it is to live in Eretz Yisrael, the Chayi Adam writes, I would still say that under these circumstances, when you have a job here and it's a Vadai, and you have a question about what's going to be there, says the Chayi Adam, I would say you have to stay with the status quo, even though it means living your life in Chutz Laretz, which obviously is not the ideal at all. One of the great Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon was the Pa'as HaShulchan, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of the 1800s. There was a movement of Talmidim Agra who came to Eretz Yisrael at the time, and he also discusses this issue about Parnassa, and he says he also agrees with all those who came before him, Misha Ein Lo. He says, I agree with everyone who came before me that you need a parnasa. But he says, if you have just as good an opportunity in Eretz Yisrael, he says, then you have everything made. Then of course you need to make the decision. Vaday mitzvah rabba bi yeshivas Eretz Yisrael gamata. Then he says, obviously you need to do whatever you can to go to Eretz Yisrael if things are going to work out for you. Now, there was a very extreme position that was put forth by one of the great Rishonim, the Archas Chaim, lived in France in the 1300s, 1400s, the Archas Chaim writes a very interesting idea, and that is the following. That he says it's important that a person have a parnasa when they make that decision to go to Eretz Yisrael. V'chol mi she'ein lo osher v'yecholos laleches, writes the Archas Chaim, what if I just don't have the means to move to Eretz Yisrael? U'matriach atzmo al hakehilos, and writes the Archas Chaim, I decide, because I love Eretz Yisrael so much, I'm going to move there. And therefore, as a result of my decision, I'm now going to have to come schnurring somewhere else to get the money. Umivaza atzmo lishol al hapsachim. And now I'm going to have to go knocking door to door to ask people to help support the decision that I made to live in Eretz Yisrael, even though I knew that I had no way of making it. Look, things sometimes go wrong. Somebody thought they had an opportunity and it worked out the first few years, and then something went wrong. Somebody got sick. Obviously, it's not what we're describing. But says the Archas Chaim, somebody who made a decision to go, and from the outset, they knew that it's going to mean that they're signing up to knocking on doors and asking other people to take care of it. V'yomar shehu oseh mitzvah. And writes the Archas Chaim, you're hiding behind the fact that this is a mitzvah. What do you mean? I'm living in Eretz Yisrael. I'm doing the mitzvah yeshiva Eretz. Everybody should support that decision. Says the Archas Chaim, chalila v'chalila. And listen what he says, an extreme position. Elakama averos huosa, writes the Archas Chaim, that is not the way of life, and you are not doing the right thing. Ve'ein lo zchus klal elachovos harbe, you are accumulating many wrong things as opposed to accumulating the mitzvah. Mitzvah haba averos hakadosh baruch hu sono. Now, I think it's a very extreme position that the Archas Chaim puts forth, but it's something that is a very interesting way that he looked at this whole issue. we don't always assume that the only be-all and end-all part of the discussion about Eretz Yisrael is, am I going to get to Eretz Yisrael or am I not? There are many other factors that come into equation, and many Achronim say that it's important for a person to have a clear understanding of what's going to be when you talk about the issue of Parnassa. There was an interesting tshuva written in the Radvaz. The Radvaz lived in the 1400s, the beginning of the 1500s as well, and he recounts an amazing story. He said that there was a couple who was married, and Reuven, at the time that he got married, he was so in love with his wife, he was enamored with her, and he made her a promise, I love you, I don't just love you, I love your family, I love your mother and your sister and your father and the rest of the family, and therefore, if you can imagine that he said such a thing, and therefore, says Reuven, because I love your family so much, he makes a shvua. He swears to his wife at the time of the marriage, I will never move you anywhere far away from your family, because I love them so much. It's a silly thing to say. You never know what life's going to throw at you. But as life went on, he had this idea in his head, you know, maybe we should move to Eretz Yisrael. This is in the days of the Radvaz. And he turns to his wife and he says, you know, I made that promise to you when we first got married that I'm not going to pull you away from your family, but obviously I didn't really have in mind, you know, if the opportunity to go to Eretz Yisrael comes up. So obviously that's something that I'm allowed to break the Shavua for. So they sent the Shaila to the Radvaz, and they asked him, what do you think about this guy breaking his Shavua to now move to Eretz Yisrael, even though he very much loves his in-laws and he loves his family and he wants to remain near them, but on the other hand, he has this other consideration that he wants very much to go to Eretz Yisrael. And said the Radvaz, I am very suspicious of this guy. Maybe he's just trying to get out of his obligation to pay the ksuba. Maybe he's just trying to get out of the marriage. He says, I'm not so convinced that everything is so l'shem shamayim here. And says the Radvaz, Ein anu danin ata bedin hakol malin l'Eretz Yisrael. He says, let's put aside for a minute whether or not he has to pay his wife a ksuba if she decides to divorce him because she wants to stay behind. Let's leave that aside for now. Says the Radvaz, what about the fact that right now he doesn't have a job there? He says, if this husband can come and prove to me that he has a responsible job set up for him in Eretz Yisrael, and he really is going for the right purposes, and he says that the umnus that he's going to have there is something that, even if it's going to be a little bit less money than he makes here, okay, he'll scale back a little bit his style of life, but he has to have something set up. Until the husband is ready to tell me that he really has something set up there, I don't even want to hear the discussion. That's what the Radvaz writes. And he says there's nothing else to talk about until that is cleared, and let's not even get into the issue of whether or not he made the Shavua, he's allowed to keep the Shavua, he's allowed to break the Shavua. That is the very interesting issue. Now, Rabbi Yosef Engel, one of the great Gedolim in Europe in the last 100 years, Rabbi Yosef Engel has a very controversial Chiddush that he quotes from Gadol Echad, and he doesn't identify who the Gadol Echad is. And this is actually a situation that many, many people in Eretz Yisrael rely on today. So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes the following, Shamati v'shem Gadol Echad Sha'amar. I heard from an Adam Gadol, he doesn't identify who it is. I would imagine that this is the Avnei Nezer, because the Avnei Nezer actually writes this in his Tshuvas. So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, I heard, She'ikar Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, that the main objective of living in Eretz Yisrael is, obviously to live there, but he says one of the main factors is, Behistapkus me'Eretz Yisrael. It's not good enough to live there, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. I've heard that you have to actually make a parnasa from Eretz Yisrael money. You have to help the economy there. And therefore he says, Hainu shatiyah ha-parnasa misham. So what if I move to Eretz Yisrael and I'm flying back every other week to have whatever practice I have in America, and then I go back for the weekends and I live the rest of my life in Eretz Yisrael? Writes Rabbi Yosef Engel, Osam shadarim sham, those people who live in Eretz Yisrael, parnasasam, mima sha'anshei chutzlarz mefarnasim osam, right, Rabbi Yosef Engel, if you're going to fly back to America to make your parnasa, or you're going to be trading somewhere else in England and France and Germany, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that is not the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means you have to live there, and you have to build up that economy, you have to have a job in that country, and if you're going to support yourself from a salary that comes from Chutz La'aretz, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that perhaps is not going to be sufficient. Now that's a very controversial chiddush. Here you have somebody who actually made the leap of faith. Here you have somebody who moved to Eretz Yisrael for the right reasons and really wants to go, and he says, you know what, the only problem is I'm going to have to do a Mesiras Nefesh, fly back to America every other week to make a Parnassah, but I still want to live out my dream of living in Eretz Yisrael. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, really? You might not have credit to be a person who fulfills the mitzvah of Yishev Ha'aretz. That sounds like a big chiddush, but the truth is, the Avnei Nezer writes such a thing in his Tshuvas in Yerudeya, and he proves it from a Rashi and Chumash by Yaakov Avinu and Esav, where Yaakov turns to Esav and he says, Ein nechasei chutz la'aretz kedayim li. I don't need any of this money that I accumulated in chutz la'aretz. Now that I'm on my way to Eretz Yisrael, I don't want it. Says Avnei Nezer, why is Yaakov Avinu walking away from his money? Why doesn't he bring all of his money to Eretz Yisrael and do something with it? So writes the Avnei Nezer, it must be that part of the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is that a person should understand that I have to boost the economy by making my parnasa there, by making sure that I have all the opportunities come out of Eretz Yisrael itself. Now the Minchas Elazar, who is the Munkacher Rebbe, got a hold of this tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, and he says, Nivhalti mishtomem v'yishtomem. He says, I'm confused. I don't understand. Kol ha'over mi shalo yada mehagzeres v'charama sha'asa rabbeinu akdoshim harishonim kemalachim. He says, the Beis Yosef lived in Eretz Yisrael, and the Alshech, and the Ramchal, and so many other great tzaddikim lived in Eretz Yisrael in the 1500s. And the way that they survived in Eretz Yisrael was, they used to go around to America, or to wherever they went, not America, they used to go around to Europe, and they would collect money. It was called the Shlucha Derachmana. They used to designate a few individuals who would go collect money for everybody, and that's the way they would survive in Eretz Yisrael. Writes the Munkacher Rebbe in the Minchas Elazar. Do you believe that all of those people, and he said this was an effort that started already in the days of the Beis Yosef, and the Chida did it in the Stechemid, used to travel around, and he says that Reb Chaim Volozhiner supported these causes, and the Vilna Gaon, everybody signed on that we should support Eretz Yisrael. So says the Minchas Elazar, do you believe that all those great tzaddikim were not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yeshiva Aretz because they got a parnasa from Chutzlaretz? That can't be. That doesn't make any sense. Why did Beis Yosef move to Eretz Yisrael if he wasn't able to support himself there? It can't be. Says the Minchas Elazar, listen to this, a radical statement. Im kein, echnucha lahamin sheyatzu chash v'shalam dvarim zarim ka'ele mipiv, o kanal kalmuso shalagon ha-kadosh bal ha-avnei nezer. I cannot believe, says the Minchas Elazar, that the Avnei Nezer actually wrote such a thing. It's impossible. If you look in the Sefer, there's a tshuva where he says that. Nope. Elavadai tshuvazu chibro kama neros mufradim. Behulo kasav tshuvazu. It must be that one of the students somehow wrote a letter, and somehow it got thrown into the tshuva Sefer, but that was obviously not written by the Avnei Nezer, because there's no way the Avnei Nezer would write such a thing. That's what the Minchas Elazar writes, and to me, I found that to be a very surprising comment. Normally, when you look at a tshuva sefer, you don't imagine that one tshuva in the middle of everything is going to be forged. You probably imagine that the Avnei Nezer looked it over before it was printed, and he decided this is his position. But writes the Munkacher Rebbe, he finds it very difficult to assume that all the great tzaddikim from generations prior were of the opinion, like the Avnei Nezer wrote, that if you don't have your parnasa in Eretz Yisrael itself, you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yeshiva Aretz. How can that be? We've been collecting money for Jews in Israel for hundreds of years, and it's hard to imagine that we really believe that all those people who are living there with Mesiras Nefesh, and who are doing the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be done, it's hard for us to imagine, writes the Munkacher Rebbe, that none of them are in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yeshiva Aretz. It just doesn't sound feasible, and therefore he says, I would rather believe that the Avnei Nezer's tshuva, where he writes about this chiddush, is really forged, and there's no way he wrote it on himself. Anyway, a very interesting idea, interesting topic, and really it's very relevant to halacha lemaisa for those who do live in Eretz Yisrael, and who are assuming that they're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yeshiva Aretz. The question here that the Achronim raises is that actually the case if they don't have their parnasa from the land and from the economy of Eretz Yisrael itself.